This is May 24th, 1983. Interview with William Ivey by Barbara Johns at Mr. Ivey's studio, 89 Wall Street in Seattle. Mr. Ivey, should we start with your early life? We've discussed it a little bit. You were born in Seattle in 1919. How much do you want to say about your family? How long were they here? What sense of connection do you have?
I'm a member of a fifth generation Seattle family. Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable.
My grandfather was here. Mm-hmm. My great-grandfather was here.
And how did that come? From what part of the world? From Maine?
My grandmother came from my maternal grandmother came from, I guess she was born in Virginia. Uh-huh. And lived in Indiana after the Civil War.
Were your family in what kind of business or trade was involved? What brought them here? Do you have any idea?
My grandfather, my great grandfather, came out before my grandfather. He was a doctor, and he was in Maine. His wife died. He got rootless. He must have been about 50, then. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm-hmm. And went to Michigan for some reason. Mm-hmm. Remarried in Michigan, started another family, and then came out here. They didn't start practicing medicine again, or he went into brokerage business or something like that. Mortgage brokers. Mm-hmm. There's a company here still that I guess he started.
Oh, really?
His name is Jim. And then my grandfather, who was in medical school in Chicago, decided to come out here too.
And this was 19th century?
Yeah.
What years?
I don't know. Early, before the Seattle fire. Mm-hmm. Whatever that was.
And your family has stayed in medicine or brokerage, kind of businesses?
No. My grandfather got involved in, I think when he first came out here, he was a very young man. Mm-hmm. He went to work as a timber cruiser in the woods. Got a little money. And then went into real estate, buying land and building. Hmm.
In Seattle proper?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was he involved in the Pioneer Square area or
I don't
some
know.
Of the
Capitol
residential
Hill,
area?
Capitol Hill, actually. Uh-huh. Bought a lot of land on Capitol Hill and built houses. Uh-huh. And it was still in suburbs.
Right. And those great big ones?
Yeah. And some on Queen Anne also. Uh-huh. I think actually when he first did, I'm beginning to remember. He had some money, but not a lot. And he went to the bank, probably to Dexter Horton, and borrowed money and bought a team of horses and a wagon and began to haul sand and gravel and things like that up to Queen Anne Hill, where they were starting to build houses. And apparently prospered a bit, because then he started buying land and building houses too, and he bought more teams and more land. I think he went broke a bunch of times in the process.
That seems, from what I know of my family, seems to have been common in those eras of boom and bust.
Boom and bust. But I think during the gold rush, things got good again.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
But he lived to be out of the war.
He did. Other members of your family have such longevity?
No, he did. Yeah. His father was really old. My grandmother didn't. The maternal side of my family, that is my maternal grandmother's side did not live long. My own father died when I was very young. And I don't know too much about it. I don't know anything about the longevity of this family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is your mother's or your father's family that you're describing? This is your mother's family. And your father's family?
They're from the East. And he was from South Carolina. And I've had calls occasionally from people in South Carolina who are curious about this very well. But I don't know much about them. I've only met this aunt, but none of them are here. Mm-hmm. I remember an aunt when I was in high school or something coming out on a trip. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't remember. I don't know much.
Let's go back. We were talking about